Fight!
Welcome to New Game Plus. You're listening to a retro gaming podcast where three guys spend 7 days playing one old game, and then we talk about it. My name's Dustin.
My name's Kenny.
And I'm Nolan.
And this is episode 67. Nolan?
What?
Kenny?
Hey.
First of all, did both of you grow up with Nickelodeon cartoons in your life?
I sure did.
Somewhat. Most of my fondest like Nickelodeon memories aren't cartoon-based.
What are, like, game show?
Yeah, like, there was the game show with the slime that I watched all the time. And there was, like, Salute Your Shorts and some of those others. Clarissa Explains It All. A bunch of other shows like that I kind of remember. But I don't remember many of the cartoons themselves.
Yeah. I think most fans would agree that Nickelodeon probably hit their prime in, like, in the 90s. I know they existed in the 80s, and they're still producing content today, I think. But my question for you as we start this episode is, what was one or two of the Nickelodeon cartoons that you enjoyed most as a kid, and why?
Okay, I think I have mine, like, immediately when you ask that. Rocko's Modern Life was one of them. It's about this, what is he?
It's Rocko.
He's an animal, of some sort.
A marsupial. I mean, that's a
broad.
He's
some sort of mammal, I think, and it's really not, it's kind of hard to explain what it's about. It was just about some animals that live in this town. And I really did like the Lost Temple show. What is it called?
Legends of the Lost Temple, but that's not a cartoon.
Oh, you want cartoon only?
Yeah, specific.
Okay, so then in that case, Hey Arnold was another good one for me. I liked Hey Arnold.
Now, was SpongeBob not in your era?
SpongeBob is recent.
Yeah.
It's not. It was. I think it was in my brother and Nolan. And
it was.
You youngins.
But, like, I was a little too old to watch it, but not really, because it's got a lot of adult humor in it. Like,
yeah.
It's really, you can laugh at it if you're not a child. So I did watch SpongeBob.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, it's still going today.
Kenny?
I don't know. Can I answer the opposite of that question? Like, I really actively disliked the Rugrats.
Why?
I don't
know. You weren't allowed to watch it because
they bugged me.
Because they were rude to their parents?
Like, that doesn't make any sense. Walking around in diapers, it was just,
what? That's what babies do.
I think I was just really pretentious, even as a kid.
Oh,
and,
yeah,
like,
you were.
It was
a good show.
It didn't do anything for me.
So, did you not grow up watching Nickelodeon shows, really?
I don't feel like I watched Nickelodeon much. I like, not their cartoons.
On,
I watched their other stuff. I mean, there's a clear segue here that I'm avoiding so that you can do your segue.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
But, like, clearly, one of the better shows that they had was Doug, for sure.
Well, I watched Rugrats, and it was fine. Babies in Diapers doesn't blow my mind.
That's fine. Like, I don't know what Kenny's
doing.
Hey Arnold, Football Head, right?
Yeah. Great one.
Nope.
Cat Dog.
Yeah.
A few of these really were after my time, which is surprising.
Cat Dog was weird.
Take a cat and take a dog and stick their bodies together.
Great show.
That's what the show was.
I like the premise. I'll give you that.
And another 90s show that had a dog in it was Doug.
That's true.
I did like Doug too. That was a good one.
Doug was a good one. And I think it appealed to a lot of people because it had this quirky cast that was surrounding this 11 and a half year old boy named Douglas Yancey Funny in a highly successful Nickelodeon classic, Doug, from which the game that we played this week derived from.
Overview.
Doug's Big Game. Well named.
Yeah, really creative with the name, but it's about this 90s show. It was released in 2000. And so the people behind it are known for making, like, kid shows and making them into games for some reason. So it's two companies. New Kid Company is who published the game, and their catalog is very childish. So they do have, like, Winnie the Pooh game on the N64, Tom and Jerry on the N64. I haven't heard of them.
Calling
other
Tom and Jerry childish might
it's
be
a great
where
show.
We get,
it's a kids show though, Kenny. It's
a
cartoon.
Great show. Oh, I know.
Other company that developed it is called Imagine Engine, And they also have a bunch of games that were just like TV shows. Puss in Boots is in there somewhere. So not really huge team behind the game. It came out for the Game Boy Color, which I was a huge fan of. I had lots of Game Boy Color games. And the premise is very simple. You kind of just play an episode of Doug. I'd say there's two episodes in the game. There's like two different like sections of the game that have a point to them. Both of them being you have to find Patty Mayonnaise.
Which, for the record, is a great name, even if it's a terrible condiment.
It's not a terrible comment.
All of their names are, I
Doug
mean,
Funny.
Like,
okay.
Skeeter and...
I mean, we don't need to derail what we're talking about, but it is a terrible condiment. It's the worst thing ever.
Anyways, really you're looking for Patty Mayonnaise. She said to meet in the park, and she's not there. Oh, no. So you go and ask all of the characters from the show and do little side quests and mini games for them. There's some Quail Man action in there.
Side
quests. Huh?
I don't know if you can even call them side quests.
I don't think
like
I'd call them quests
at all. The primary portion of the game.
Yeah, I mean, they're not you're not doing them for additional stuff. Like, you're doing it to
complete
the game.
You have to do them.
Right. They feel so incidental. They feel like a side quest. But this is the content of the game. It's the primary story. So, I feel like I completely derailed you, Nolan. What are you saying?
That's the game. You are kind of... It's a 2D side scroller basically that you can fast travel, I guess you'd call it, to different areas in the town. There's like the school, the park, and his house and other places that you have to go to like find items and talk to people. So it's really just, it's like really heavily text based. You do a lot of dialogue and you're just trying to find Patty.
Yeah, and let's take a step back. For those of you that like do not know what Doug is, or you've never watched Doug, it was a Nickelodeon show that was produced by obviously Nickelodeon. Later, it was purchased or acquired by Disney, and the original run was from 91 to 94. Disney acquired the series in 96. They made some changes and rebooted the series under the terrible title "Brand Spanking New Doug," and then they quickly realized that was a terrible name and changed it to Disney's Doug in 1998. But it really is
such a terrible name.
It's this middle school boy who's trying to deal with his anxieties and frustrations of his middle school life and his love for this girl and him being constantly bullied. And all while, like, the way that he deals with all of that is by wearing underwear over his pants and tying a belt to his head and calling himself Quail Man.
Normal stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The way we all cope with middle school boy?
Like, maybe. And he drew comics. And so, I don't know. It was inspiring for a lot of elementary and middle school people that really had trouble finding their place.
Oh.
I think it speaks well to the like awkwardness of
amazing
that
amazing television.
And also
show.
The creator of the show had a purpose behind like the episodes. Like, he wanted them to have a moral to the story. Like, it wasn't just a nonsensical show like SpongeBob. He wanted it to be like helpful to kids. So that was their interpretation of helpful was Quail Man.
Gameplay. And Quail Man does make an appearance in this game. We don't talk about him just for the sake of referencing the TV show. In fact, the highest energy, most action-packed parts of Doug's Big Game.
High energy?
That's true. That is objectively a true fact.
High energy?
The most of the game. I'm not saying that they were high energy, but the couple of parts of the game that actually feel at all like a video game are when Doug puts on his Quail Man persona and goes into his imagination or wherever it is that he goes and does battle with various, you know, obstacles in his little important
Roger.
Quest of finding a girl.
Yeah, so like if you don't know the game or the show, then it's the game's really pointless to you. I think
the game's really pointless even if you do know the show. Let's
okay,
be fair.
We'll get into
especially
that.
If you don't. Yeah, and so Quail Man is some of the segments within the gameplay of where you are. It's kind of your boss battles, if you
right.
can say that. To where Doug kind of goes into his fanciful reimagining or retelling of a conversation, but done through like this battle. And so maybe his arch enemy is, it turns into this like huge green dinosaur that you have to destroy. And so Quell Man has these Quell bullets. I don't remember what they're called.
Quell eyes.
Quell eyes. That's what it is.
Which makes no sense.
And then, which I didn't even find out until like the last, you have to do three battles with each mission that you're doing. I didn't learn until the last battle that I didn't have to suicide after losing all my bullets, but that if I pressed A and B at the same time, that I could switch to Quell Dog and have full bullets to use. Did you guys know that?
Not the first time I played, because I was playing blind, okay, and there's nothing that would tell you to ever do that whatsoever.
Yeah, there's no
instructions. Right.
So you know, no, but then I read up on the game some and realized it was something I could do and went back and checked that out.
So just so everybody understands, because I don't even know, from what Nolan said earlier, it makes me feel like he might not even have captured the concept of this game. And so correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's actually a pretty sweet concept. I've got to admit that. There are a dozen or more of these, what you would call maybe mini games, and you've got to complete three of them to beat the game. And so most likely all three of us had a different experience altogether.
I don't think there's actually that many of the mini games themselves, from my understanding. There's that many like possible like storyline plot drivers, but you only have five or six actual like enemies that you fight. Like a bunch of the different stories lead you to the same mini game boss fights. Yeah.
So you mean like the little quest, whatever, that you have to go on to progress, like one of mine being I had to find Roger's keys for him, that might not have been...
I never had to do that.
If you play the game again, you get a different set of quests.
I did not realize that.
Yeah, so let's do this. Can you recall the first time you played, where did you start your game?
Yeah, I started in the park, I believe. Okay. The park.
I don't remember that first playthrough. I was confused and lost and running around. I know I ended up starting a number of different places because early on I realized that there was some of that replayability going on and I wanted to see some of the different things going on. So I would like play through and get to one and then start it again and see. So I saw kind of a whole variety of things.
Okay. I started right outside of Doug's house, which is different than yours.
Makes sense.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah, and so let me kind of just, I'll walk you through my three, and we'll see if any of these overlap. Yeah, Kenny, there's only like, whatever, four, five, six bosses, but still the way that they get you to a particular boss, there might be three different ways to do
that. Yeah, there's a bunch. I think you're right. There's over a dozen like storylines you can play through.
Yeah, so this is what I did. Number one, I had to... the whole thing is you're trying to meet up with Patty for a date. Like, I think that's all the way through,
right? That story stays the same, to my understanding, all the time. All
right. So I started right outside of Doug's house and was told that Patty might be at a park. I went to the park, and then I had to help someone wrangle sheep because Patty was helping to wrangle sheep as well. So if I found the last sheep, and there's a maze on the left side of the park and on the right side of the park, and after I wrangled the three or four sheep, I was supposed to find Patty. There was no Patty. So then the second thing was BB, one of our friends, who I think is like a purple girl. Is that what color she is? I don't know. They're all different colors. She was having a party, and so she was sending out party invitations. She needed to get one to Patty, so I offered to take her invitations and deliver them. So I delivered them to three different people at three different places, never found Patty to deliver hers. And then finally, I get a call from home saying my mom wants me home immediately. So I rush home. Mom's not there. Judy, my sister, wanted me back home to go and collect some of her belongings left all throughout town. And after I collected all of those, Judy's last item was in the same room that Patty was. And when I found her, I think our endings are probably going to be different too. She said, Doug, our date is for tomorrow. And Doug was like, oh yeah, I forgot. And
that was
the end. For real? That was the worst ending.
That's almost as bad as the whole thing being a dream.
Yeah, that's true. So do any of you, did you have any of those or was yours completely
Mine was complete. Okay. I started off with helping Roger, the bully, find his keys, house keys, I think, and I had to go to the school and ask around where they were. They were in the school. So when I got them and brought them back to him, he was like, oh, no, it was the keys for his limousine. He promised to give you a ride to meet Patty in his limo when you bring him his keys. And then when you bring them, he's like, psych. And then you fight him as Quail Man. And he turns into a lizard. And that's and you fight him. And then after that, you decide to call Skeeter to help find Patty. And he is at the Lucky Duck Park. So I went there. And then this toad starts talking to you. And I find myself in space shooting aliens. Another mini game. It didn't even explain why that happened.
Yeah, I never had that. Weird.
And then after that, I think I may have had the same thing that you had with BB. I did the maze, the labyrinth thingy.
I didn't do the maze with BB, okay. though. I did that for the sheep.
Oh, maybe this is a purple girl with purple hair, so maybe.
Yeah, no, it might be BB. Okay, there's probably four different things you have to do okay. for BB.
So yeah, I was with BB in the maze, and then you find Patty, and then she's like, oh, I was out getting you a surprise. And he goes, what? A surprise? And she got him the new Beats CD. You know, the band that he's into? They're called The Beats. The album was called The What Album. So
nice. Yeah. Well so done. We played a totally different game.
I didn't know that was going
but
on.
But it's pretty much still yeah. exactly the same game.
Yeah, I don't think it's cool. I think it's just like...
No, it's very cool. No. Kenny, not that they executed it well, but that's a great yeah. idea, I think. Yeah. Like it allows for some actual replay value. Kenny, walk us through one of yours. If you can't remember, just do it for the sake of we're actually recording a podcast right now. So you need
yeah,
some
no,
kind
I'll
of
walk you through some of the memorable ones. Because I like right. jumped around and because I wanted to see some of the different story. That was some of the intrigue of the game for me. I don't know. It was so short. Like... That yeah, it was crazy. I liked making one of your teachers go outside to yodel. That was a pretty classy distraction. You had to like get into the detention hall and he was guarding the door and you had to convince him that somebody was outside yodeling and he needed to go yodel with him. That's pretty rad. I think at one point we went fishing and that was fun. And then... had a
and that
Nolan,
was fun.
You're scoffing is cracking me up. I saw a couple of the ones at some point that you guys mentioned. I think my favorite ones were the ones that led, or the teacher ones that led to the fight against him. Did you guys have him at all? Where you had to shoot him in the
yeah,
you
had to shoot his glasses. Yeah, I did in my second playthrough.
I don't know why I like that one.
Never
so
had
much.
To fight that guy.
But here's the thing: I did it twice because I thought. Like, I thought it was a separate episode, or whatever you want to call it. I didn't know that it was randomizing me every time I hit start.
Right.
I thought it was, the second. So, that's cool. But yeah, I did fight that guy, too.
You admitted it. You just said it's cool, and you can't take it back.
We're going to hold you
to
it.
I'll take it back later.
We're going to hold you to it. Nolan likes this game a lot.
Yeah, Nolan does give this cool status, so...
Spoilers. Aged. All right, so the Game Boy Color. Those games, to me, have very distinct characteristics, similar to how I view N64 games or even Genesis games have a certain feel and look to them. And so the Game Boy Color is kind of a dark era in handheld gaming. There are some great, great games. I played most of them. The Oracle games, the Zelda Oracle games are amazing. There's
Pokemon games, right?
They worked on a Game Boy Color, but like, I don't think they were actually color titles. They just had like the original Game Boy and then Game Boy Advance games. But, okay. And there were some Tony Hawk games that were actually pretty fun on the Game Boy Color, but like, I don't know. I when I go back to play them, there's something that's so off about them. And I'm going to need you guys help to point out what that is, but I just felt the age very hard.
I didn't have a Game Boy Color. I had the original Game Boy.
Yeah, represent.
And the Sega Game Gear. Like, yep. Those were my handheld game systems. My brother may have had a Game Boy Color. I understand what you're trying to say. It's hard to explain unless you have one in your hand, right. But there is something that just seems off in mm-hmm. all of the games.
Are you talking like visually or just like the kind of games that were created for that system? like content?
Both. Visually,
yeah, visually, like
certainly, visually, it's very rough. Like, I had pretty much every handheld Nintendo console. I think I have. I've also had Game Gear, and so I actually think Game Boy Color is worse than like the original Game Boy, because they were like pushing the capabilities of the Game Boy Color, what the color system, like you could see color on it, but then like just simplicity color of Tetris or Alleyway is more visually appealing to look at than something like this.
It's interesting. I actually thought one of this game's, in my perspective, few good points was the look of it. Like it was simple, it was plain, it clearly was being catered to a very young audience, both in look and feel, but like the fact that they were able to get some familiar characters to get pretty close to nailing their look and to have a bright, fun, moving kind of world, it was very, very simple. It needed more depth, but like the look itself, I was like, okay. Now, there were a few like animation choices they made that drove me crazy. When you walked around, what it did to Doug's face to try and make it look like he was moving, it literally was like his eyes and mouth were like at different points in his head and moving up and down. And that drove me absolutely crazy. So there were some like visual animation things that I didn't like. But I actually thought for what the game was trying to be, that the visuals were okay.
Yeah, I thought the visuals were rough. Here's my thing. Sometimes when we come to age, sure, we could pick out some things that age poorly about it, but this is, for me, is just another example of a game that was just bad to begin with. Like, sure, it's aged. There are some like the music kind of hurts your ears.
Not
the music
kind of.
It's like piercing.
I was waiting for us to bring it up. It's probably the worst video game music I've ever listened to.
Well, you don't even have
bad.
The Doug music.
It's
yeah,
like
the one appeal of Doug painful. Is getting to sing the theme song with
do,
it. And it's so
do,
catchy.
Do, do,
like
yeah. You don't have it.
And I was pumped to get to hear this. Not in the game at all.
But
and
in the
music they replaced
right.
it with was short. It was repetitive. It was loud. It was piercing. I literally wrote down, worst, most repetitive music ever.
Yeah.
Ugh,
it was
rough.
Really
That's
hard to listen to. And like the whole time I was trying to pick out a familiar melody to it because I know the music and it's not there. It like it's a fake out. It's
yeah.
just
yeah.
music for music's sake and it's annoying.
You could tell yeah. that like they had the rights to make the game, but then they had like none of the I don't know content that was
they weren't
provided
Doug
for
fans,
them.
Man.
Yeah, you could tell even the animation like that they'd redone it itself to emulate it, and though the characters looked very, very close and they were familiar characters, which is fun if you're a fan of the show. It didn't feel quite right. You didn't get the theme music at all. There was no spoken dialogue, which Game Boy Color, like that wasn't even really an option.
No.
But everything was text-based. So you didn't get voices. And that's a huge part of like characters and connection with them. I don't know.
Ugh. It came out in 2000. That was 17 years ago. Like we're not even at the 20-year mark. We're not. There are games that far surpass this that came out 10 years prior to this one and did
Absolutely.
Everything that it did but better.
And like, we have to be fair.
No, we don't.
This was a game.
We are. No,
I know,
we are
we're
being
very
fair.
But like, we have to remember that this was a game designed for a very, very young audience.
Yeah, based on who made it, for sure.
Nevertheless,
for sure.
It was really poorly done, even with that in mind.
Yeah, like the people who made it, absolutely, that's their goal. That's what their company did. But kids would have hated this game. Like if I would have played this as a kid, fan of the show, no. It's
yeah,
not fun.
It wouldn't have even been a good fan
it's
service.
Not fun.
No,
like some things that are fan services aren't good for the majority of audience.
Right.
But they still do something for the audience that really loves the
yeah.
game or loves the movie or loves the what show. This doesn't even do mm-hmm. that. So
nope.
Very rough.
I just think they missed it all the way around, especially in regards to age, but in regards to most every aspect of the game. So we'll bring that all together in our summary section and determine whether or not we give this game our vote for New Game Plus status.
The final shell shock.
This may be one of the most obvious things that we've ever done
There's been more obvious.
I think there's more obvious.
No, I don't.
But I mean, it's fairly obvious. Yes. Like there are some things that don't need video games. Yes. Doug, the television show is one of those.
I would have loved a good Doug title.
Doug title. It doesn't need it.
Nothing needs it. That's like TV or movies. Anytime they do the remake, it's just a money grab almost across the board. But like King? Just because they did it really poorly doesn't mean they couldn't have done it really great. No, Doug is fun. He would have been a very fun one to do if they'd done it well.
You have to consider the show. That show's not like amazing.
It's just a story.
It's an amazing show.
It's a nostalgic show for those who grew up with it. Outside of that, it's not an amazing show. It doesn't need a game. It's kind of crappy.
They could have leaned on exactly the same strengths.
Absolutely not.
This had more potential to be a good game. No, I take it back. I was about to say something untrue.
Yeah.
I was about to compare it to Home Alone, but that has better plot device for becoming a game.
Playing this game will taint your beloved memories with
that's probably true.
Of a fun show with a terrible video game. And
I can't argue with that.
So my advice is to skip this game, to not even consider it again, and to not even listen to this episode.
In fact, go back and take back the last 27 minutes of your life just so that you don't accidentally replace a good memory of Doug with a poor one.
So I say no. Kenny?
Yeah, I try to be super, super objective. Like, this was a game for literally, like, little kids. Like, small children.
Infants.
I would hand it to, like, a 3 or 4 year old kind of young. Like, the fact that it was text-based made it feel like it might have been too advanced for its audience kind of young. That being the case, it was still bad. The, like, lack of clarity on what you're supposed to do and why. The fact that they had a very limited number of mini-bosses, and even though they did this kind of fun idea of, hey, let's have this replayable world where it feels sort of fresh every time, but then having the same mini-bosses where it's really still feels repetitive and you could tell that it was kind of canned, that even though that idea is fun, they didn't pull it off. The fact that when you're fighting bosses, if you die, there's no punishment. You just start the boss fight over, like completely. The fact that it's almost completely text-based, like we whined last week about how much our really great game needed more playability time and less like visual story time. This falls into the same thing. It's like Doug's big game of like text interfaces.
So all that being said, you do give it your vote?
All that being said, it's a very, very, very terrible game. And
yeah,
it's not worth your time, and avoid it.
All right, Nolan, it's up to you.
I don't have anything else to contribute. It's been said. In short, it should not have been made. Doug didn't need a game. He didn't need a big game. And there's many shows and movies that don't need games that will probably play on this podcast. But every time, I guarantee you, they will suck. With the exception of like two games.
Our worst games that we've played have been remakes. Jurassic Park, Home Alone, a number of those others have been games that they try and just milk the popularity of something and throw a terrible game on, and that's frustrating. It really is.
If they were going to make a Doug game, it should have been only Quail Man, and it should have been a platformer.
Absolutely.
That's the best they could have done. Outside of that, it's just true. It doesn't work.
We received some thoughts from our faithful viewers this week. From one of our newest viewers, contacted us via email, Jan.
What's up,
Jan? You said, I've never seen much of Doug's cartoon. Well, not enough to recognize any elements of the cartoon in the game. I started the game and the music is not that special and quite repetitive. I thought the quests were not very interesting, so apparently you need to look for Patty. After a while, you need to search for keys. Maybe I was spoiled by playing Chrono Trigger last week because I'm also catching up on your previous episodes. I mean, they're comparable games. Nice. But,
my goodness. I want to punch you in the face just for suggesting that.
So in a nutshell, it didn't grab my attention enough to keep playing it. Maybe it's more of a kid's game or more of a game for people that are a fan of the show. Can't wait to find out what game you'll be playing next. Keep up the great podcast. Hopefully I can find the time to send in my thoughts to you guys regularly. Kind regards.
Thanks, Jen. Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for the thought.
Yeah, they have really similar soundtracks.
Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Dylan sent in an email. He actually sent in two emails. I'm going to try to just grab a few comments from both of those. To start, I beat this game in 45 minutes. As I was playing, I kept thinking to myself, how long can this game be? And once I finished, I was disappointed with how short it was. It had no chance of success with me, apparently. Here are some positive aspects of the game. There was a world view where you could go into any of five specific places. It's a novel concept, but other games did it much better. The tasks were randomized, and you could end up with a different combination of tasks each time, which was good. This could have been enhanced had each time you played a different set of tasks, the game would build and grow, but that didn't happen. Absolutely. You could also start in random places. Once again, cool, but not quite quality. And then he added a few negatives, saying this game lacked story as it had one of the most simplistic stories ever. I hated the forest area or whatever it was. Each location only had a couple places to go in it, but much extra wasted space.
I think he's
well
right.
Said.
I legitimately
except for
think
the pros you gave it.
You throw the Doug theme music in there, fix some of the dialogue or find a way to actually like not make that terrible. You put a mini boss that matches each story, not just like four or five of them, but literally a replayable one. You have the game remember which ones you've done and always give you a fresh quest, and you don't start with the same overarching story every time. Take it in context as a kid's game and remember what it was released for, and it's sort of a meh title.
I agree. If you change the game completely, it would be a decent title. If you change every element about the game. I mean, we agree with you 100%, Dylan. Thank you. And then finally, Holden sent us an email and he said, okay, obviously this game isn't getting approved because it's pretty bad. However, I can see why this game was made. It's simply a filler game. Was it fun? No. Was it good? No, but it was easy enough to sit down, play, and beat rather quickly. I mean, I literally played this game when someone left to pick up lunch and had beaten it before they got back. This game wasn't meant to be a hit. I think it was one of those games that was a filler for people who were waiting on bigger titles to hit the market. Overall, though, it was just bad. It's playable, but not playable enough to prefer someone to play it, in my opinion.
I wonder if he means like filler for like another Doug game or like a filler.
No, I think he just means in general. Like, I mean, there are some of those games, right? Especially on the handheld market that, you know, weren't ever going to be AAA titles or anything like that. They were just going to be something that was a fun, quick
play. And in that era, you weren't going to like open up your phone and download Candy Crush if you've got 40 minutes to kill. Like, you have what you have. You either have some games to play or you don't. And so, I don't know. I guess you could argue it in that way. Yeah. Doesn't fix it, though.
I mean, either way, we greatly appreciate all of your thoughts this week.
Absolutely.
If you are a viewer of this show and you would love us to highlight your thoughts on a particular game that we're playing that week, feel free to send it in at ngppodcast@gmail.com or you can tweet us, find us on social media, and we'd love to include your thoughts as a part of next week's show.
Yes.
It is that part of the episode, though, that we select a new Kenny.
Yeah, redemption.
No, I'm on board with Kenny this time.
Especially
like, I'm excited.
After a bad game week.
Yeah, after that, I'm excited.
Game? Yeah, give me something
all right,
fresh.
What if it's another bad game?
I don't even care. Okay, it's fresh, not going to be game. Doug's big game, so I'm okay with a bad game.
All right, we've got a retro master list that you, our viewers, have suggested games for, and it is a quite robust list, but it is incomplete, so feel free to check that out. Links on our social media, and you can add any games that 15 years old or older to that list, and then it might be the next game that we play. For now, I'm going to spin the randomizer and find out what game we're going to be playing for the next 7 days, and it is... It is a game that came out in 1991 by Interplay Entertainment in partnership with Brainstorm because it was something that was to inspire and not only give you entertainment value, but great knowledge. It is called Mario Teaches Typing.
Ooh.
Why?
Here's what I have a feeling is going to happen. I have a feeling we're going to get really competitive this week for some reason.
Hold on. Is this about like typing words fast
sure
and that
it,
makes
sure
Mario
if it's
succeed?
Like any other typing game, I'm sure it like will record your typing speed at some point.
What system was
it
on, though? Because like it was...
It's on the computer.
Oh.
Yeah, it's it learned to type
stuff. If it's words per minute, y'all are going down.
Oh, no. No, we're not.
Yes,
I have 100.
You are.
Girl. You work
Girl,
on
look
a
at my keyboard.
I know your keyboard is one of those mechanical ones that's like chuck chuck chuck. It sounds good, but it doesn't move swift.
Oh yes, it does. Down.
I will take all of y'all. Let's go right now.
Oh, so if this game actually does record that, you, our viewers, get yourself a high score. No cheating. Accurately record your, I don't know, words per minute or whatever. Email us, post it to Twitter. Let's see who is the king of being taught how to type.
It's not me.
By Mario.
I'll talk. But I am excited because I've always heard of this game and I've never played it. So
I'm pretty sure this is one that was in our like computer labs at school growing up.
I was a Mavis guy.
Some time on. Yeah.
It's going to be special. I'm excited because it is Mario, so it's a beloved character and franchise. Yeah. We'll see if the typing game holds up.
Yeah.
As always, you can find us on our social media, Facebook and Twitter, NGP Podcast. You can email us, ngppodcast@gmail.com. As always, listen directly on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Music, or any other podcast provider. Make sure you subscribe so you are the first to get new NGP episodes. If you would like to find out about additional content that we are producing on a regular basis, almost weekly, visit us at patreon.com/ngppodcast. Patreon.com/ngppodcast. And you can find out how to become a closer family member than even now. We've got a new Patreon supporter this week. And that is one of those that emailed us this week, Holden. He became one of our supporters.
Oh, man. Thanks so much.
Awesome. Thanks for your support. And thanks to all of our other patrons as well. You guys continue to help us make quality content about old games. And especially big thanks to our producers, Bradley and Zion. You guys are great. Everybody, though, who participates in the show by just listening and playing along, listening, playing along, and emailing us, or any other variety of interaction. You guys really are our favorite. So thanks.
Absolutely. Join us next week as we play Mario Teaches Typing. Until then, I'm Dustin.
I'm Kenny.
I'm installing right now.
I'm uninstalling Doug's Big Game. And this has been New Game Plus.